Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, brothers and sisters, and assalamu alaikum. This is a wonderful day. I'm Nicole Muhammad, executive producer of the Star and Crescent Report, and we just wanted to tell our baby girl, Kalima, happy birthday. And in honor of her birthday, there will not be a live show, but we will try again to replay on the Midnight Train to Destruction Part 2. It has been blocked 2 times, so third time's charm. And again, happy birthday to our baby girl who is 11 years old, Kalima Muhammad. Thank you and have a blessed day.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, I walked the dog, washed the car, and took the kids to practice. All that's left to do is get new summer clothes for my family.
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, they'll love Old Navy summer styles. And right now, during Old Navy's thank you event, get 30% off your entire purchase, 40% off when you use your Old Navy card.
40% off?
That's right. Don't have a card? Open one today in store and save like a super mom at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
It pays to be mom. I'm going to Old Navy now.
High Fashion. Old Navy.
Valid 5/10 to 5/14. 40% off are subject to credit approval. See stores for details and exclusions.
Blog Talk Radio.
But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will. Now I go to the movies and I go downtown. But somebody keeps telling me, don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will. So now I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me sleep. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knee. Well, there were times I thought I wouldn't last for long. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gon' come. I said I know.
now from Baltimore, Stephen Janis. He is an award-winning Baltimore-based investigative reporter, and he's with The Real News. Stephen, I'll speak loudly in case the noise around you is too much, but I want to ask you because there is a sense that we're coming to the end of something, and yet we're really not at the end of anything because this riot yesterday and the frustration in that community hasn't even been dealt with in terms of the Freddie Gray case. Am I wrong on that?
No, you're not wrong on that at all. I mean, we have a situation that has become, I think, increasingly tense because of a long history of aggressive policing in Baltimore and, you know, what is perceived in the community to be a lack of response from elected officials in terms of some of the things that the community wants to see changed. Specifically, you know, an end to an aggressive policing policy that led to the death of Freddie Gray, which is what this is about primarily. But if you look back in the history of Baltimore, Baltimore has had pretty much a tradition of using extremely aggressive police tactics to police poor communities. And what you're seeing in this protest is sort of an expression of frustration with the continuation of that frustration, that policy, and the fact that really at this point they feel like the mayor hasn't really responded or hasn't come up with anything tangible to offer the community to say, okay, we're going to make some solid changes. So I think really this isn't going to really end, I believe, until something substantive is offered, whether it be the investigation, the indictment of the officers, or actually, you know, something substantive in changing how we do policing in Baltimore.
Well, and let's talk about that for a minute, because the officers themselves have not been charged with anything, obviously. Nothing's been referred to the district attorney's office. But even more than that, there hasn't even been basic explanations to questions about how this happened or why it happened in the Freddie Gray case. And so, you know, as Baltimore sits right now,
right,
what happens in a week or what happens in 2 weeks when the police department comes back and says no charges
right
will be filed? Are we expecting to see even more riots at that point?
Yeah. I think you're right. I mean, I think right now we see a tension that comes from something that's very traditional in Baltimore, which is that a police, there's an example of police violence, someone dies or someone's hurt, and the investigation stalls. And we get used to it because basically what the strategy is here is to wait out this kind of protest, wait out the anger of the community, and, you know, give some sort of answer 6 months later. In the past two cases, one with Tyrone West, who died in police custody, and Anthony Anderson, who died in police custody, both ended up with no indictments of the officers. And 6 months later, a blue ribbon panel said, well, there were some things we could have changed or some things we could have done differently. But in fact, you know, nothing really changed, as you can see. And I think that's the community's point. And if it comes to the point, you know, 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now, there's no answers, I think this is going to continue and perhaps heighten, because I don't think the community at this point is going to be willing to accept no answer in this particular case.
All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, I had to switch computers, to switch dashboards, because I wasn't getting any feedback on, and I was talking directly to you, so there are minutes of the show that were lost. Minutes of the show, this is what we have to go through with Blog Talk Radio constantly. And now I just get a hit on my cell phone telling me that now they can hear me, which is a beautiful thing now. But this is what we go through all. You never hear any other radio show on Blog Talk, and they have thousands of them, go through this type of stuff to block this truth from getting to you all. They're disconnecting my listeners and all of this stuff, and they're putting mutes on my microphone that I don't even know about. But this also bears witness to what the show is about. With all of these tricks and all of this, these obstacles they put up before you and I for getting the truth in this day and time, this only adds and puts more stress on them and makes them an enemy of God, right? This show right here is part two of On the Midnight Train to Destruction. I want to talk to you for a few minutes. As a matter of fact, there was an article that came out last night on Sputnik News, and they said that in Baltimore, a secret document or something was released that the Constitution or whatever, the rights of the people, were suspended, right? This goes back to what I've been telling people. You cannot believe in a man who has never honored anything that he has ever signed, right? Look, this is what Muhammad says. Think over how evil this government is. they make up retractable laws. I got to make this point because I've been saying this and saying this and saying it. They make up retractable laws. It can extend over here if you want, or they can draw it up if they want. If they think it's going to help you, they draw it up. That shows you how evil the white man is against black people. You cannot trust them as a friend. You cannot trust them to live up to their promises. If their promises are good or in your favor, they won't do it. This is what I'm saying to you, black man and black woman. These are retractable laws in America, and they only benefit the white man. And whenever you claim to have the same rights as they do, they justify altering the law, changing the law, or outright canceling the law all out. How can we live amongst the people like this? See, God is forcing a separation. This is what is going on today. A lot of us want to take that separation in our own hands. But this separation must go about the way God ordained it. Gird your loins today, brothers and sisters, because you hadn't seen nothing yet. This, what you see now that's taking place, which was sparked in Ferguson, and then it started getting more life, more wind in Philadelphia and in New York, and now has blown into a three-alarm fire in our city, right, Baltimore. This thing is just the beginning. As a matter of fact, there's another article on Sputnik News, and it talks about the Freddie Gray protests have spread across the U.S. Thousands march in solidarity. But you wouldn't know that with the media coverage, right? Right? And some of the black people who listen to the show, or some of the black people who are listening to the media coverage, they seem surprised. They seem outright surprised that the white press makes the victim the criminal and makes the criminal the victim. Well, these are the scribes. These are the mouthpiece of the American government. What else can you expect? You black man and black woman are being forced. Listen, you didn't want to say, no, I can get a job at CNN, and I can get a job at NBC, and I can get a job at Fox News. And I can show my perspective. No, you can't. You're only going to show the perspective that they want. Now, I will say this. I'm going to give one white journalist credit because he deserves it. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us to give credit what credit is due. This journalist is called Ben Swan, and he's done some reporting on that, and he has actually talked about how the media is more concerned with sidebars, then concerned about the police brutality, the mistreatment, the changing of the laws, and the hypocrisy of white America. He has been doing that. So we have to give him credit where credit is due. But I want you to know something, that while you're seeing these things take place today, it is to open your eyes to the time, because a lot of you are not aware of the time. Time is forcing these things out. No? Are you understanding? I'm trying to lay the base, black man and black woman, for you to understand what is actually taking place in America. This is the same thing that took place under Pharaoh. The ex-slaves burdened Pharaoh, right? Pharaoh wouldn't let the ex-slaves go. So God chastised and made the burden ever so heavy. And so the white man, he wants to keep you near him so that he can make mocks of you and use you and mistreat you. And it's time for him to let you go. But he really don't want to do it, and you don't want to leave him. You think that if he changes this law or if he changes that law, that you'll be accepted in society. See, we got a black president. Well, the black president told you what he views the whole black population as. You thugs, right? You thugs, this is committed by thugs. In reality, he was saying by you niggas. That's what he was saying. He didn't say that all of this sparked from the unrighteous and unjust laws of America by the brutality of the police. Well, why didn't he say that? Because he's a tool of imperialism. He's a tool of white oppression. He is just a black face, but he has a Eurocentric mind. So he cannot relate to your situation because he's never been in it. But this goes back to something. Let's go to Fall of America real quick while I'm talking on this. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us this. Listen. And now you will get a clear understanding of this because you said, we got a black president. On page 126, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, the rich, the wealthy, and powerful rulers of America, from the mayors of cities, the police commissioners, up to the president, work to oppose the black once slave's return to his own. He didn't make any distinction. He says the police commissioners, the mayors of the cities, up to who is in the White House? Huh? That black president. And he is working to prevent you from being free. They knew what they were doing when they put him in office. And I told you that he never speaks to you unless he's speaking to you in a condescending manner. Right? He had no feeling towards, this is what he said, he preluded it. Well, I feel my heart goes out to the family. He didn't condemn the police officer. He didn't condemn the police commissioner. He didn't condemn the laws of that city and municipality and that state. He didn't condemn the racial profiling. He didn't condemn this brutality that is going on, this viciousness, this hypocrisy, this racist, institutionalized treatment of black people, not just in Baltimore, but across America. He didn't condemn that. But he condemned some broken some burnt buildings and some broken windows. You thugs, right? Told you, black man. So you're seeing it come out. You didn't want to see it, but Allah is making known the truth in this day and time. You are the sheep and the goats are being separated. God is showing you who is going to be with you and who is against you. You ain't going to get around this. America wants to keep you believing in her, so she puts a good Tom up there. Good nigga boy. He don't care what happens to you, so long as he can eat him some buttered biscuit off master's table. Isn't that something? That's the way he looks at you. That's the way he treats you. And so this burden of trying to maintain the rule over the ex-slaves through the tricks, through the viciousness and brutality and sheer violence of the empire's domestic law enforcers is bringing a burden on America that she can barely stand. Oh, listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Some of you think that, well, you're in the position to do this and you're in the position to do this, but listen to this. We go to this is a quote from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad of one of his lectures that he gave. And I'm going to quote it verbatim. And this should show you, don't worry about the situation at hand. All of these things that we now see must take place because God will force a separation. There's going to be all of these little things that you see from Baltimore and around the country. All of these things are stepping stone to the great separation and then our exodus. If you don't believe what I'm saying, go and read the Bible again. And if what I'm saying is not in line with Scripture, you can condemn me. If what I'm saying is not in line with the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you can condemn me. But if what I'm saying is in line with Scripture and Elijah Muhammad, I say you better take note of what is being said to you today. Because America continues to put herself on that midnight train to destruction. We go to this clip, this little excerpt. He says, I like to do a little summary to sum up the evils of this people. Evil tricks are being played on you right today at this very hour. They want to condemn the truth so that you will misunderstand it, rejected and go on down to hell with them. Their greatest desire is to take their once slaves to hell with them. However, as God made Pharaoh, here we go back again. See how Elijah Muhammad keeps getting back on the example of Israel and Pharaoh and Moses and ancient Egypt. You see this? This is an effect that goes throughout his teachings. This is what I'm trying to tell you. These are things that are connecting the dots to show you what must and will and is taking place. He says, as God made Pharaoh give up Israel, so shall he, not we, not they, not us, and not them, so shall he make America give you up. Don't you worry, brother, sisters and brothers who are worrying about separation. Muhammad goes to quiet your mind. Don't worry, brother. God is going to force them to let you go. As I told you, February the 26th, 1966, he will bring both of you to your knees. If he doesn't, then the prophets lied. That's what you see in the day. The manifestation of God's will, his power, his purpose, and his aims. He is forcing the slaves to see their former masters as they are. He is forcing the master to give up the slave because the slaves are ever burdening the master. All right? We see this. This is the manifestation of the truth of God. You don't want to hear it, but it's here. You don't want to understand it, but you can't deny it. I'm going to say this part again because some of us seem like we don't process this. Listen to the words and listen to the way he placed these words, okay? Because if you read it and you don't understand the wording, then you are yet lost to the underlying meaning of what he's trying to say to you. He says, as God made Pharaoh, so now he gives us an example. The example that God did to Pharaoh, right? Pharaoh what? Pharaoh of Egypt, right? Under Moses, right? He says, as God made Pharaoh give up Israel, so shall he make America give you up. So now, all we have to do is go and look in the history of how God played Pharaoh with the ex-slaves, how they vexed the slave master and forced Pharaoh's hand. And he said, get them, Moses, and get them and go right now, right? So that's the example that Muhammad has given to us that was given in the Bible. Then he says to all those people who are worried about the situation at hand, who believe that they can bring about this great change, don't worry, brother. So stop worrying right now. That takes out all your worry. If he's telling you, he's the messenger of God, and he's telling you, stop worrying. Why? And then he gives you the answer. God is going to force them to let you go. Huh? Do you believe that? I do. Huh? All praise is due to Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. He says, as I told you, see, this is the underlying thing. He didn't just say that then. He was referring back to something that he said in 1966. As I told you, February the 26th, 1966, which happens to be Savior's Day, he will bring both you to your knees. If he doesn't, then the prophets lied. If he doesn't, then you can say he told other than the truth, because he told me to my face that his greatest desire was to bring this people to their knees. It is written that he will do it. That's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. So now, you see the black man is crying for equality. He's crying and longing for justice. He's out there on the ground, hands up, that's what he's saying. He's being brought to his knees because he rejected the call of calling in the wilderness. And the white man is being exposed for all the world to see. He's losing economically. He's losing militarily and geopolitically. He's losing culturally and spiritually. He's being brought to his knees by degrees from which you cannot perceive. It's a beautiful day. This is your time. and more, we see them trying to mask the truth of the time. More and more, they're trying to make you believe that they hold the reins of power when Almighty God in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all holy praises are due forever, is showing you that it is he who has power over all things. Isn't it something? Black man and black woman, they are putting this truth out here for you to understand. These things are no coincidence. That all of this stuff is happening, we're in the 41st year when the judgment is supposed to intensify. Right? What did all the white people say in the day about the economic situation? They're looking at 2015, 2016 to be the catalyst for a major catastrophic event that would be greater than a nuclear holocaust, right? Economic. The world is building up for war. And while America has thousands of you placed across the globe for war, yet at home, she turns her inward might against you. Don't you worry about that, because all of this was prophesied. Go and look into the history of the prophets. Go and look into the history of the Moses and his people. This was prophesied to come, because no one wanted to hear Moses' word. Everybody, like Korah. We got these all these Korahs around here. Korah says, have we not all heard the word of God? Right? He didn't want to follow Moses' guideline, but he used Moses as an excuse to get the people on his side. Right? Let us all help in the word. We've all heard the word of God. Let us all do this. Right? This is the Korah today. Because you refuse to accept God's man, you have to be beaten. It's just like with your parents. Growing up as a child, when you refuse to accept their instructions, when you become rebellious to your parents and the instructions that your parents give you, any parent worth their salt will chastise the child. Right? That is what God is doing to you, because he came in person to deliver a truth to you that would make you preeminent, and you would be the superpower over all. This is the day. This is why you see America going down. Remember Muhammad said, she's going down, down, down. And you can be blamed. You're getting all the blame for all the ills of America. They don't blame the corrupt Jewish elite who have stolen trillions from Wall Street. They don't blame the corrupt politicians who continue to leech off the poor people. They don't blame the leadership and the military leadership for stretching America's army around the world. But they blame you, black man. Look at that black man. He stole a bottle of beer. He cracked the window. Cracking the window has become more serious than the police cracking skulls. This is the America of today, right? Breaking down a door of a CVS has become more heinous than breaking a brother's spine. Do you see the hypocrisy? Stealing you a pair of shoes out of a store that is on fire has become more heinous in the outside of white America than stealing trillions of dollars off Wall Street. The injustice cannot remain. Therefore, the unjust people must be removed for us to have justice. This is the time that God has arrived to defend you. He has arrived to do justice by you, because the unjust judge refuses to do justice by you. Huh? As Muhammad says, we'll go to Fall of America real quick. We got some more clips and stuff, but I want to go to Fall of America because they took about 15 minutes from us at the beginning. Listen what he says. Is not the history of ancient Babylon's unforgiving evils a sign that a future enslavement of God's people, the American so-called Negro, will not be forgiven? Yet there may be a chance, as Babylon had, but they will not do that which God desires them to do, so that he may pardon them and forgive them and prolong their time. The white man, he has had extension after extension after extension. And in each extension, he has proven himself to be worse, to be more arrogant, to be more vile, more vicious, more underhanded. So there will be no more extensions. So he will not be healed. For Babylon could have been healed, but she was not, as the Bible tells us. He goes further and says, the revelation of John's prophecies were that they repented not of their evil deeds, but blasphemed the very name of God. You walk around talking about God D and all this stuff. You blaspheming the very name of God. And then after that, you go and say, glory to God. Praise Jesus. All praise is due to Allah. You are fools. This world has turned your thinking upside down. Right? He says, therefore, when a man is guilty of a great evil done against the cause of God and his people, he cannot be forgiven unless he seeks forgiveness himself. When has America ever sincerely sought forgiveness? Huh? She justifies her wrongdoing no matter what. Even after they find out she lied about Iraq, she still justifies it. Even after they find out the lies about Libya, she still justifies it. Even after they go through the history of America and see how they have brutalized and victimized the ex-slaves, they still justify it. And then they turn a deaf ear to your sorrow and sickness and a blind eye to the hurt that they can see from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. This puts her on the midnight train to destruction. And I'm telling you, she's not going over to the morning. God is going to rid the earth of her. She is number one because she's the most evil, the most vile, the most vicious, the most wicked, and the most deceitful of all of the white nations, America. And I can understand why God put her as number one on his list for destruction. They look at their founding fathers. You hear them saying stuff. Now, they want to compare us to thugs and niggas and all this on the news. And then they go right back to their founding fathers. The founding fathers were honored men. The founding fathers were this. They were very learned men. They were very this. Yeah, they were rapists. They were murderers. They were child molesters. Right? They were con artists. They were thieves. Come over here and displace a whole people because they are mad at their people at home. Killing them off left and right. And when that wasn't enough, they robbed an entire nation and drug us over here in chains. Raped our women. Raped our men, too. Raped the children. Whenever they felt the need to go into the house and take pleasure with you. You had no say. Your husband had no say. Killing babies left and right. And you want us to look at your founding fathers as though they're great men. They should be classified as child molesters and murderers. Oh, black man and black woman. We got to tell the truth today. Because truth is the only thing that will protect us. And truth is the only thing that will get us out of the situation that we now face. Most of us, we don't want to hear this truth because the truth is not to our liking. Because sometimes, even though we see what is going on in America, we are still in love with America. But I want you to know that a change is underway. Whether you like the change or not, as Muhammad says, is immaterial. You can remain in what you have, but we want to say to you today, what you have won't remain with us. There's everyone is undergoing a change. You're starting to realize things that you never saw before. Some people who are endowed with wisdom and righteousness and who's striving. They don't hang around the friends they used to hang around. They don't chat like they used to chat. They don't do the things that they used to do. God has put a new song in their heart and a new thought in their head. Change is happening. A gradual change is underway. This is a build-up for universal change. This is a build-up for the universal awakening of the black man. Universal, not just in America, but it starts here, and it's a chain reaction, and we see it going around the globe, right? This was prophesied. This was foretold. This was made clear by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And now the signs are there. They have exhausted all of the prophetic signs. So what are we to expect? This is the time of the great exodus. We cannot say this enough, that after these things happened, Moses and his people were separated on the order of God. Listen, not before, but on the order of God by Moses, right? What do we expect? If Moses, Egypt, and Pharaoh are the example, then we should expect the same, right? I'm just asking. Because everything is real. And we know that God is real. And we know that his power, his word, will prevail over all things. This is a beautiful time. Black man and black woman, let me share something with you. The reason this white man is coming down being vicious on you like he is today is because he knows that his time is up. He knows the time. He knows prophecy. He sees the signs. It's no coincidence that Muhammad teaches us that he is styled in scripture as the planet Mercury, because he's so close to the sun, or so close to God, that he's wrapped up in the power and majesty of God, and you can't see him for seeing God. Right? That's like when you look at the sun, Mercury is so close to it that you can't, unless you look with a real, real good telescope, you can't see Mercury because it is lost in the light of the sun. Then they sent a satellite to Mercury called a messenger. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad has been teaching this since the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. It's no coincidence the devil sent his satellite, his most advanced satellite to that date, and sent it to Mercury and called it the messenger. It's no coincidence that his scientists were talking about, we are at a dawn of a new age, a dawn of a new day. We are learning things that we never thought we would learn before. And we have built a new satellite, and we've sent it to the edges of the galaxy. And now it is exploring Sirius, right? And it calls it the dawn. That's no coincidence that the dawn refers to God. There's a chapter in the Holy Quran called the dawn. We know that God, the name for Rod, means the dawn or the early morning. Why would he do that in the end stage of his rule? He is showing you, he won't come straight out and tell you, but he is showing you the majesty of God. Because he sends one way and one the other way. And no matter what, you see both of them are one and the same, the messenger and the dawn. America is telling you that our days are numbered. Just a report the other day said, a leaked report said that America, with all her bravado of military might, has ceded air supremacy to Russia and China. Now, on TV, we have the most powerful military in the world. We are unmatched. We have no rivals. We have air superiority over everything, but the leaked document says that they ceded. That means they have lost air superiority to Russia and China. Right? Remember, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us that in the fall of America, in her last days, her enemies would get the same thing that she had. And they would fight her with the same stuff that she had, and it would be equal to or better than what she has. Right? And so she wants to watch every nation. You know, you got to be paranoid. You got to be evil as hell and know that you are deserving of death to want to watch and listen to every conversation and every action that a person does, or a nation does. That shows that you know that you're guilty of something. Because if you're not guilty of nothing and you have been friendly to people, you don't have to worry about whether or not they're doing this or doing that against you. Because if your love prevails, then they're your brother. They're your sister. But America only has allies through the force of the might of arms. And this does not bring about peace, only so long as the might of arms can stand. And now the nations are building up their might of arms to challenge America. And now we see a global war taking shape, right? From the Middle East to Asia, to Europe, in that order. Do you know that as America has been building up on might, and all this ties into the gray situation, the Baltimore, you know, the New York, the Ferguson, all of this goes hand in hand. Did you know that for the first time, China, and we've been reporting on this for the last couple of years, but China, they postponed it for a while. China and Russia, and they say maybe an unnamed, unspecified country, which we're talking about Iran, will for the first time hold massive naval war games in the Mediterranean. This was just reported this morning, right? What is the Mediterranean? That's where you see all of the buildup for war with the warships. Remember, Muhammad says, in the Near East, right? There, let's go to, we're going to do this verbatim. Listen to what he says, 172, I believe it is. Let's go here. Yeah. In the Near East, there stands navies, which are neither American nor British. They are there to drive America out. So what we see over there is a breaking of American power in the stranglehold that she has had for years. And America is mad with God because he's bringing about the things that he prophesied. And he wants to wage war with God, but he knows that he is the loser. So what does he do? He wages war on God's people. He shows you as a mockery before the world. You dance and you play ball. You fight and you jump. All right? And they show you in a comical way before the world on your TV shows. Then if they don't show you in a comical way, they show you as murderers and rapists and thieves. So when you go abroad to other countries, everybody's watching you. This is a mockery to God. So they want to bring you down. They want to show, look, God, we made a mockery of your people. Look, God, we're shooting down your people. Look, God, they won't accept your word. We have brainwashed them so much that even though they think that they're getting black knowledge, they don't realize they're getting it through a Eurocentric mind. And this prevents and hinders them from accepting God's divine truth fully. And it brings them to the edge of destruction. Isn't that something? The U.S. economy is collapsing. She's mad. She's mad as hell. See, she can no longer be the crutch for the ex-slave. This is a part of the separation. They need jobs. She needs to produce jobs, not for just the ex-slaves, but for her own people. But she can't do it. Why? Because Elijah Muhammad pronounced in the 60s that there will soon be no jobs. Right? He said Allah would plague America. Right? And there will be massive unemployment. And at the end of America, he says, that you would start seeing stores close down, one after the other. Right? There'll be food lines, right? People would be rioting. What are you saying today? At the end of America was pronounced in the 60s. And we're seeing the end of America in living color in the 2000s and beyond, right? 41 years after the man declared it. And we know that this is the time of the end of America through the Arabs. Calendar, through the prophetic sayings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when you do the math of the extension of time given to the devil, we're at the end of it. And this is making America attack God's people. And they know that they can attack you. And when I say you, I'm talking about you who refuse to accept the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They know that you have no protection. I'm from this black study. Well, I'm from this black study. I've read this book, and I have this book. Yeah, but you read it, and the person who taught you learned their way of thinking through white schools of learning. So even though you may get some truth and some historical findings, you are yet getting a little skewed view because they got their learning from a white school. And that's why God says in the end that he would raise up a messenger like unto thee, Moses, with no worldly learning, because he didn't want that in him. He wanted a clean slate so that he could put divine wisdom in him. And we see that the words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad stands up today. Some of y'all words can last 5 seconds. You can stand behind your word for a day. And this man's word has been born ever since he spoke it in the early 30s. America knows it. She knows it. And she knows that this is the end of her time. And God is plaguing her, and he will continue to plague her, and Pharaoh will say, get him and go. This is where we at. These things have to take place. Remember that, black man and black woman. I know we want to separate. Now, listen, let me say, because I have to say this, because it seems like no matter when I'm teaching this and I'm saying it, everybody forget this part of what I say. This does not mean, if you are able to, do not get black neighborhoods, black businesses, black farms, black land for us to build on. I'm not saying that. Yes, that's a part of what we have to do if we can do it. But the true separation is going to take place on the order of God. This is what I'm saying. And some people, because they have such a made-up mind, they cannot fathom this, but I've read it verbatim. I continue to read this stuff verbatim and even let the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teach it. And I've read in one of our shows, the Exodus, we went through the Bible on it, and the Bible bears me witness. Process these things, because your salvation is at stake. Black man and black woman, you are burdening this devil, and he's mad as hell at you. He knows that you have a future that has no ending, and he is mad that his has come to an end. He thought that he had overcome processes and that he would live forever. You see him planning, well, in the next 30 years, we'll be able to do this. In the next 70 years, we'll have this. In the next 100 and some years, we'll have this, knowing all the while that he doesn't have that much long to live. But he can't show you that, as Muhammad said, and he can't tell you that, or else you'll say, well, this is the end of the devil. Let me get revenge on this devil for all of the hell that he's done to us. But while he's talking about deploying troops over here and building this over here and an economic recovery over there, the burden of the rebellion of the slaves is weighing so much heavier on the economy, because it was already in critical mass. And now with the ex-slaves rebelling and rising up and causing more tension, and the world is starting to watch and see America for who she is, this brings her ever towards collapsing. And I want you to see just how bad the situation is for America economically. And you are the cause of it, black man. You smile at this because you're bringing your enemy to their knees. Okay? I want you to listen.
And we see that the economy is not improving whatsoever. Durable goods have missed expectations for 5 of the last 7 months. Durable goods, new orders jumped 4% month on month in March. And that sounds great. The corporate media is out there, and they're saying, this is incredible, durable goods. It's way up. It's the biggest jump ever. But when you look closely, we see what caused the jump. It was new aircraft orders in the defense area. The same thing occurred in July. And basically, if you strip out these new one-time orders, guess what? Durable goods new orders fell by 0.2%, missing the expectations of a 0.3% rise. This is a one-off thing to fool everyone and to convince everyone that everything is fine. And once after this passes, durable goods are going to collapse once again. It's not naturally growing. Meanwhile, one can now add core durable goods to factory orders, wholesale sales, export growth, credit rejection, and control retail sales as declining year over year. So basically, everything is declining at this point, not getting better. Retail is down, factory orders are down, and now we can actually add the durable goods. I mean, the Baltic Dry Index going nowhere at this point in time. we see that U.S. business investment spending plans fell for the seventh straight month in March. The report from the Commerce Department on Friday came on the heels of lukewarm data on, guess what, retail sales. Not a really big surprise there, on employment and housing starts, showing that there is insufficient growth momentum that the economy is going absolutely nowhere, basically. There is no growth, insufficient growth momentum. Yeah, what that means is there is no growth and we're in a decline. So the Federal Reserve is out there saying, hey, you know what? Since we have insufficient growth momentum, we're going to have to delay interest rates until maybe later this year or next year. Well, because you know what's going to happen if they raise interest rates. Those mortgage applications are going to plunge. Housing sales are going to plunge. It will bump people out of the market completely. Those people who can only get into the market for housing right now at 0% down, subprime level with 0% or 2% or 1% interest rate, guess what? If the interest rate goes up, they are completely knocked out and it dries up and the entire thing collapses. The same thing with the auto industry. The same thing with almost everything. And this is why they've been holding back, because they know this. You know it's really bad when the Senate food workers walk off the job. Those people who serve the food to the U.S. To the U.S. Senate. They're saying that we are paid at low wages and we want an increase. Those manning the Senate cafeteria, along with other food services and janitorial works, raised the issue of living wage pegged at $15 an hour by labor advocates. President Obama issued an executive order in February requiring that federal contracted employees earn a minimum of $10.10 an hour, but the Senate workers and other federal contract employees are urging the president to up that to $15 an hour. One of the Senate cafeteria staff said he makes about $12 an hour, which is not enough for him and his daughter to live on. He added, even though I work 7 days a week, putting in 70 hours between my two jobs, I can't manage to pay my rent, buy school supplies for my kid, and put food on the table. It is completely impossible to make it. Right there in the government, we have people struggling. I mean, I remember a time when, going back to the 40s, to the 50s, where you can have 6, 7, 8 kids. You can work a factory job, put food on the table, pay for your rent, and still have money left over. Today, it is not like that whatsoever. It is getting harder and harder to survive. And this is why we see the older population going back to work, because they cannot make it on their retirement.
And see, all of this means the collapse of America. Now, I want to go back to something. As I'm talking to you, something hit me. You know, and I don't defend Obama, because Obama is a shield of white supremacy. But let us look at things right. All of these white alternative websites and all of these mainstream websites are talking about an economic collapse coming. They're talking about the struggling lower class of people. That's what they call us, deem us, lower class of people. And they're talking about that this is through Obama's policy. Well, we know that he is just a signature, and the puppeteers pull the strings. But yet and still, they also say that all of this happened because of Richard Nixon, 1971, taking them off, the world off the gold and silver standard. Now, which is it? Well, we know that America's money had lost all value after 71. So all of these other things right here are just window dressing. The fall had happened then, and we're getting the blowback effect of it now. The muscles are still twitching, but the body has been dead a long time. Right? And they put a Negro, not a so-called American Negro up in there, but they put a Negro who had no ties to the former slaves, and they knew that he could not sympathize with the position of the ex-slave, and they raised him up under CIA handlers and control, and then he gladly positioned himself in the black communities in Chicago And even though most say that he's not qualified to be the president, he was given the office of the president to be a black face in a time of America's fall, because white people constantly need black people to blame their faults on. All right? So long as the economy was humping, driving, and moving, they wouldn't let Jess and them up in there, right? But they threw that Negro up in the office. But it brought some back. I was reading, excuse me, I was reading that article by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad where he was talking about slavery and how Allah would force this devil to let you go like he did. You know, the quote that I just read to you not too long ago. Then we go back and he says this right here. The clearest thing you see about them today is that they don't want you to accept the truth. They will even bribe you to keep you from accepting the truth. They will offer you a job up in their offices even if you are not qualified. Stop right there. What is the main thing that these white people scream about Obama? Because he wasn't even a senator long, right? He was not qualified for the office, right? Listen, let's go a little further. They will offer you a job up in their offices even if you are not fully qualified, just to keep you away from the truth like Pharaoh did. The Holy Quran says that Pharaoh said to his magicians that if you can overcome Moses and Aaron, I will give you a place near me. This is what you are offered today, a place in Washington, a place in Chicago, a high provision to keep you from coming into the knowledge of the truth and then into the presence of the truth, right? Who broke their teeth in politics in Chicago and became a senator of the state of Illinois? And from that, he moved to Washington, D.C. and becomes the president. Talk back to me. America has put herself on the midnight train to destruction. And he said Pharaoh offered him that position. If you can overcome Moses and Aaron, right? I'll give you a place near me. How did they overcome Moses and the ministers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Because remember, Aaron was the mouthpiece of Moses. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says in one lecture I was listening to, he says, I can't be every place at one time. So my ministers are my mouthpiece, right? Okay? So how could they overcome him in a time of great racial disparities, economic turmoil for the black community, hell being paid on the street level by the brutality of the police and all these commissioners? How can they overcome Moses? By giving these Negroes something that that would make them think that they were a part of America. The presidency. Right? Talk back to me. Talk back to me. Talk back to me. America has placed herself on the midnight train to destruction. This is where we are. You can't hide it. You can't deny it. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad spoke this. And now we are seeing it in living color. Huh? Everybody seems to go quiet. Before I go further in the show, please don't hang up. Please don't log off. Listen closely to what is being said to you. And if you have an argument stronger, you're welcome to present it. But I doubt that you have a stronger argument than the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, I'm going to go to the phone lines because I tried to answer this earlier, but they were blocking my microphone and people couldn't hear me. So I'm going to go to the 314 because they waited patiently, and I'm going to see what they want. 314, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. I send to you, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, brother. How you doing?
Fine, sir, and yourself?
Oh, brother, I'm doing great.
Yourself, praise be to Allah. Just wanted to inform you earlier that we couldn't hear you. Your microphone was muted for about almost 5 minutes after the intro song. You know, but we hear you now. You're doing a good job. Very good show, thank brother. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Salaam alaikum. The devil, that's what he does. That's what the devil does. He is an opponent of truth. And his nature is to make him oppose truth at all costs. And he will block this show. Sometimes when we have the show scheduled, he won't let me access the dashboard for 5-10 minutes. So that's why I asked all those who listen to the show that if the show is scheduled to come on and you don't hear me, stay online till you hear me, because the devil does these things. But all praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is where we are today. And you think the collapse is a joke? I want you to listen again.
We see the central bankers, we see the U.S. government, we see the elite. They're all preparing for this collapse. We know what the U.S. government is doing. They're nationalizing the police. They created DHS. They're putting up barriers in front of the government buildings. They're ramping up on the amount of ammunition DHS has. They're spying on everyone. The central bankers, they are preparing to shift the blame to another country so they're not blamed. And we see the elite, like Jamie Dimon and JP Morgan Chase. What are they doing right now? Well, according to a detailed report from the Wealth Watchman, JP Morgan Chase has stockpiled physical silver in anticipation for a major liquidity event. Just recently, JP Morgan Chase came out and said, listen, you cannot place cash in your safety deposit box. You cannot place silver or gold in your safety deposit box. Here's the breakdown. April 7th, they purchased about 1,110,000 ounces. April 8th, 1,280,000 ounces. And this goes on. The last purchase on April 16th was 1,183,000 ounces. The total amount of silver purchase was 8.3 million ounces of additional silver in 2 weeks alone. They all understand. They all know what's coming. The system is breaking down.
I hope y'all understand this. The system is breaking down. And nothing that you can do can stop it. There's no torchlight for America. There's no hope for America. Babylon could have been healed, but she was not, because she refused in the day of her fall. She refused to do that which would warrant her forgiveness, which was to do right and give justice to the ex-slaves and give us a couple of these states over here that we may go for ourselves, that we may produce for ourselves, where we will have our own borders, right? Under our own jurisdiction, and not fall up under the jurisdiction of the devil. But I tell you, black man and black woman, you don't want to hear this truth, because you have been made to love your enemy. You have been made to think that you know better. All of these black pride books that you read, the history of comedics, the science of black thought, all of this, brothers and sisters, listen to me. You can throw, and I'm not discarding all of the wisdom in it, but I'm just saying, God gives you a last messenger. And this last messenger goes throughout all of that, and he lays out the truth plain and simple, right? Plain and simple. We don't need nothing but what God has given us. And we'll get heaven in the midst of this devil, regardless of whom or what, huh? So, listen, some of you, well, I hear this on Facebook, and I got to talk on this real quick about the, oh, I'm a nationalist. I'm doing this. We got to do. Well, I want you to pay close attention to this. Pharaoh ain't worrying about you turning to no nationalist. America's not worrying about you talking about you an Israelite. America's not worried about you talking about that you now a Buddhist or a Hindu. America's worried about you giving ear to Elijah Muhammad. That's her greatest fear. As Brother Minister John Shabazz said, under the guidance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when he came back from the messenger's house.
Because the religion that he's teaching us is the only thing that will set us free. This is why the white man fears that, just as Pharaoh feared the same thing for Moses. Pharaoh didn't fear a lot of other stuff that you might think he feared. He didn't fear that Moses was going to raise up an army or get some arms against him and all that stuff. He said in the Holy Quran in the 40th chapter, but he feared, the 40th chapter and the 26th verse, he said that he feared Moses would change his slave's religion.
That's right.
That's the only thing he feared out of Moses. If Moses could do anything, if Moses could make them Hebrew nationalists, Israelite nationalists, make them anything he wanted to make them, if he just didn't change their religion, Pharaoh knew he still had it made. The only thing he feared was if Moses changed their religion. Because Pharaoh knew that the religion that Pharaoh had was what made him slave. And he knew that the religion Moses had was what would free him. So if he could just, he could let them do everything else they want to do. They could just talk that, they could talk Hebrew supremacy if they wanted to. It didn't make him no difference. He helped them. They could be teaching that and could get funds from Pharaoh to keep it going, just like today. You find all these groups that are supposed to be so militant and so nationalistic and so everything, and they're getting subsidies from the government. They're operating units of black nationalists in Los Angeles, and the salaries are paid by the government. Now, you know ain't no white man going to pay you no salary to be truly black. Do you know that? No. But he don't care what you're rapping, he knows you can't be black with a white guy. Can't do that. But he's not worried about it. You can be black anything, talk all kind of black. But if you stick with him, or even if you say, well, I just don't have no God, that's the same thing. That's what he gave you in the first place. There's no God at all. So as long as you got none, he's all right. He don't care about you. But the minute you say, Allah is God, fear strikes anyway. I don't care who he is. I don't care who he is, how big he is, how bad he is, how rich he is, how powerful he is. I don't care who he is. When a black man in America says, Allah is God, it strikes fear in the heart of every white man that hears his voice.
Now, I want to address that, and I'm going to go back to the phone lines in a few minutes, but I want to address that. You heard Brother John Shabazz had just left the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's house, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had given him instructions to teach at Temple 27. This is what he was teaching. As soon as he came back off of his flight, this is what he taught at 27. Now, he said something specifically, and brothers and sisters, as I talk to you, I ask you, remove your emotions for a minute and let us deal with facts, okay? Because if we don't, sometimes we become idol worshipers, meaning that we're personality worshipers, and we won't accept truth because it may condemn the deeply held thought that we had. But I'm not here to attack anyone, but I'm here to defend the truth. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said we are supposed to bear witness to the truth, even if it be against our own selves. Because if we are lovers of the truth, we should show our faith in the truth and not in lies, right? So he says something in there. He says, you can talk all the blackness you want, right? He said, but there was some black nationalism, some black religious leaders getting money from the devil. He said, now you know ain't no devil going to pay you to truly be black, right? Now, I say that to say this, and this is no knock. This is real. You can go Google this. Everything that I say to you, I can prove it. I'm not telling you some on a whim or on a prayer. I'm telling you stuff that you can actually go and put your hands on. Brothers and sisters, especially I want to for those of you who are listening who may be a member of different factions of the Nation of Islam, before you discard what I'm saying, this is no attack. This is the truth. Go and do your research. We have it on the Hiram 1555 blog a year or two ago, something like that. The devil gave the branch of the Nation of Islam under Minister Farrakhan $100,000+. The devil gave it to him, it's on record. I'm not lying. The devil gave it to him. And that brought, when he said that immediately, that brought back to that, brought my mind right back to that. And this is the truth, with subsidies and stuff like that. And so the devil, when you receive subsidies from the government, you have to make your law subservient to the laws of the devil. Because they'll say, to qualify for this, you got to do X, Y, and Z. The devil is not going to give you something for nothing like that. You understand? This is what I want you. Go Google what I'm saying. If I'm lying, you can surely condemn me. But I'm just telling you the truth. Now we go something else, all right? I'm going to address something else. But we're going to play this. Please stay with me, brothers and sisters. Give me 10 or 15 more minutes, and then I'm going to go to the 424 in just a few minutes. But I want to bring a couple points home, okay? Now, we'll go to this next clip here. Pay close attention.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is teaching us a religion that guarantees, can't say promises.
I'm stopping right there for a minute. Let me give some context to why I'm playing this clip. Because I saw a brother on Facebook, and he was saying that he was looking at the situation that was exploding in Baltimore. And he said we should get some land from the West Coast all the way up to something he was talking about, an entire strip of land, and we should do this and we should do that, right? Now, we're going to put this in the context of what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, okay, because if we do not, we can be sincere about what we're trying to do, but if you are off point, you can be sincerely wrong. And you can lead a lot of people to the slaughter unknowingly, okay? Okay, now you said that get a strip of land from the West Coast going through a few states. That's what he said. Now, let us see what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says through his ministers. All right? We'll play this clip again. Give me 1 second. I'm pulling it up right now.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is teaching us a religion that guarantees, can you say promises, a religion that guarantees freedom, justice, and equality to those who accept it. You can't beat that. That's what everybody seeks. Freedom, justice, and equality. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is not teaching us phrases and slogans that we don't know the meaning of. He's teaching us exactly what he means when he says freedom. You and I have been talking about, I've been speaking freedom, freedom. And we're trying to get free. Freedom to do what? To integrate with the man who's got us a slave. What kind of freedom is that? We didn't know what we were talking about. Talking about justice, justice. What is justice? Put some Negro judges on the bench. So what, so they can impress white folks and give you twice as much time? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says we want freedom. He's got it on the back of every issue of Muhammad Speaks newspaper. What the Muslims want? We want freedom. We want a full and complete freedom. Your complete freedom is, that's not letting you out of solitaire and let you walk around the combat. That means out altogether. No more warden, no more jailers, no more nobody looking over you. You're free. Doesn't mean having a free city inside of the white man's state, controlled by the white man's state. Like these people talking about Freedom City here and in Boston, and Harlem is going to break away and all that, but still be under the New York state laws and all that. That ain't freedom.
This is what I'm trying to tell the people. This is what the purpose and aims on the back of the paper is about. A lot of us read it, but we didn't understand it. We thought when Messenger Muhammad was talking about separating, we thought it was we were supposed to get a piece of land and get on it and still be under the rules and regulations of the devil. Remember, the devil has retractable laws. That's why Muhammad said we want something permanent, not anything temporary. And so this brother on Facebook said, and I know his heart was right, see? And I know he was looking at the suffering of his people, but he wasn't understanding the time and what must come in this time. He was out of time when he was thinking. And he said, we'll start this city from the West Coast to such and such. No, that ain't what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. No. Now you designating a place in America where you want to be at, the land that you, but that's not what Muhammad said. He was asked a specific question. Where do you want the land at? And this is what Muhammad had to say.
America has never done for us. Our past was never given anything to prove for self. Now, the time has come that God himself will intervene to separate the so-called Negro or the lost members of their people, the black nation of the earth, from their once slave masters. This is the time, according to the prophetic, of prophetic sayings and writings of prophets, that we must be separated.
I just want to ask you one question along the separation theory before we move on. There are approximately 22 million Negroes in the United States. There's an estimated 100,000 members of these who belong to your sect. Now, how can you expect 100,000 to dominate 22 million who don't feel the same way that you do?
Oh, Mr. Cupps, their number doesn't mean anything. We have history dating back that less people than that. Even the people that dominated in the world today, your own race, they was not started with even 100,000. Only 59,000 was used to make your own world. It don't make any difference about the number. It's only the one that believing in the honest about accomplishing the aim and the purpose.
If you had your choice of territory in this country, where would you select?
Well, I'm not saying this. I have said time and again, I will not say where I would like to have a room in your house before ever you are willing to give me a room there.
Mr. Muhammad, in your book, you also say that war between the non-whites and the whites is inevitable.
If you will permit me...
See? Everybody talking about, we got to get it over here and over there. The messenger said, no. I'm not talking about a place in your house before you ever give it to me. You understand? And when we get it, it has to be under our full control and under the laws of Islam, not where they can override us like they do the Indian reservations. Not how they do these little compounds that are in little small cities. No, that's not true freedom. That's not true justice, and that's not true equality. 424, I'll bring you in just one. I got to play this last clip that I want to get to you because I saw something on Facebook. And see, all of this shows us the mixed up thinking that we're on the right path, thinking that we have it right, and not analyzing what is actually being said to us. And America does this on purpose so she can set brother against brother, sister against sister, sister against brother, brother against sister, so that we won't make any progress towards self. She's doing that purposely. This justifies God's removal of her, so he puts her on the midnight train to destruction. So I see something on Facebook, excuse me, and it was about a mosque, a temple, the mosque or whatever they call a mosque, okay? And this mosque has a choir. A choir. And I was stunned when I saw it. I'm going to just play a little clip and then I elaborate on that, okay?
He makes us behave the way that we worship, the way that we conduct ourselves, seems strange to people who first come upon us. Seems strange. It should seem strange. Suppose it seems strange. We were traveling the same old path and doing the same old thing, we'd have the same old results. It's got to be different. Just as Daniel's people were peculiar in his time, they were different. They didn't even worship like the other people worship. According to the book said that they had a thing where when the music played, they were supposed to worship. Daniel and them didn't worship to no music. They didn't need any music to worship to. God wasn't deaf. You didn't have to wake him up. God, you didn't have to party with him to make him interested in your prayers. You turned to him and prayed, and he heard your prayer. This is the way Daniel believed. This is the way the Honorable Elijah Muhammad believed. That's why you don't see us with any choirs in here. That's why you don't see an organ. Spending enough money for an organ to be able to have a school or something. You don't see that in here. You don't have that. You don't have no quartets jumping up and down. When we want to be entertained, we give some entertainment. We got some coming up next week and a couple of weeks after that. Giving an affair down at the embassy, we're giving one here where you can be entertained. We got musicians coming in, they're going to play music for us. Now that's entertainment.
Right.
But when we worship, we worship.
Right.
We don't have to get entertainment and worship at the same time. We feel good when we worship our God.
Right.
We don't need any false stimulus. Talking about, oh, I still got the Holy Ghost today. Yeah, but you got it all the choir in their number. You could have been.
See, Brother Minister, this is a part of that lecture that I was just playing by Brother Minister John Shabazz right after he arrived back in L.A. at 27 after leaving the messenger's house, and the messenger told him to go teach this. because so many people were asking questions, why do we have choirs and all this stuff. Now, he said that's not what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad believes. Now, a follower is a believer and an example of that which he says he follows, right? If the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us against that in the temple, and another person comes behind that and institutes that in the temple, you are not following the messenger of God. You are following a minister who was once a messenger of God, a minister of God, right? Because if he was a minister and he once followed the messenger, he was a minister of God. But he's no longer that because he's doing things diametrically opposed. Now, I'm not going to say who has the choirs in the temple. Go do it. Go do your research and Google it or go on Facebook. They'll show you. But anyway, on that note, let me go back to the phone lines. 424, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace standard. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, as-salam, sir. I feel your spirit, brother. You cannot love the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and love black and not love black people. As the messenger said, it does not matter what religion you are. Your hurt is my hurt. Your pain is my pain. So I just wanted to touch on something, brother, in a book. It's called The Science of Time, The Day When Self Tells the Truth on Self. It's previously titled The Time and the Judgment, wherein the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says the time and what must be done. The time is a teachings or a discussion among the people of the wicked and even among the righteous. It's a subject that is never wanted. It is a dreaded subject for the wicked to hear one discuss his time of doom. This stands true throughout the ages. We take our subject here from the Holy Quran and Bible. The time, chapter 103 of the Holy Quran and verse 2. Surely man is in loss. Man is in loss. He don't prepare for anything like the time of his doom. The nearer the time of his doom comes, the more evil he becomes, the more trouble he makes, the more disbelief that he have in the time of his doom. So I think it is most appropriate for me to use this subject with you, since that you are living in the time and ending of the world that you and me has known. The time, the ending of the wicked, the Caucasian world, the enemies of righteous, the murderers of prophets, the haters of truth, and lovers of other than truth, the great deceivers of the nations of the earth, the time of the ending. We also must know the time of the beginning. All praise is due to Allah, the Almighty God, the best knower, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever. I can never do enough in return for the blessings of this mighty one's presence and teaching, who came in our midst and made known to us that the end hath arrived, who made known to us the beginning of time of this world. This world is mentioned of Genesis and Exodus. The time that this world would rule the righteous is mentioned in Exodus 35 and 2 and in Deuteronomy 5, 13 and 14. 6 days shall work be done. This is speaking to the race that we call Caucasian or the white race, or the enemies of righteous, or the great arch deceivers of the people, the aboriginal people, that they shall work, their work shall be done in 6 days. Every day mentioned here is 1,000 years. Each one represents 1,000 years. So Almighty God Allah has taught me. But on the seventh day, or on the 7,000th year, there shall be to you, think over this and holy, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. Let us remember this a holy day, a day of rest for the Lord. Rest for your evil troublemaking and deceiving and murdering the righteous throughout the earth for their righteous doing, which hinders you from the people believing and following your evil and murderous ways. It will be a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. And if you work in that day or on that day, you shall be put to death. You cannot do your work of evil in the 7,000th year after your 6,000. For God and the righteous will kill you for upsetting the peace out of a day that is not yours, in a time in which you are not permitted to make trouble to deceive the people anymore. That day, that 1,000th year, sometimes referred to as the 1,000-year millennium, will be for God to work in, not for you. He will put you to death in that day. Find you work in troubling the peace of the righteous as you have done for the last 6 days, 6,000 years, and that you shall not have any maid servant or man servant, nor an ox or any burden-bearing beast working for you. No more shall thy have over rule over the people. No more shall thy have rule over the fish of the sea, or over the animals and beasts of the earth, or fowls of the air. Your rule will be 35 and 2. Teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. May Allah be with you. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, sir, brother. I know exactly where you are, brother. You're on page 26 and 27.
Go ahead, Black
Man. All praises due to Allah, brother. Honorable Elijah Muhammad, brother.
That's why the Star Crest Report is the best truth. 196,940,000 square miles, brother.
All praises due to Allah, brother.
Salaam alaikum.
Yes, sir. All praise. When he started reading it, the pages started coming up to me in my head. And I said, oh, I know where that brother is at, you know. But yes, sir, all praises due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. What I'm trying to get to you at the end of this show, you know how we tied in everything. What I was trying to get to you at the end of the show is to talk to you about how the confusion has led people away from Allah, and this is justifying God's removal of this world, its power structure, its system, and all of the leaders who stand up in the name of God but compromise on truth, because you cannot compromise on truth and be a vanguard of the truth. It is truth or nothing at all, right? You cannot compromise to become a leader, to want to be a leader of people of different colors. You can't compromise to be the president. You can't compromise if you want freedom for your people. You must tell it like it is, even if it costs you your life. For who the hell is our lives not to give for the benefit of 68 million of our kind? That is selfishness. That is arrogance. That's egotisticalness. For you to not want to lay down your life for the benefit of your people. So God comes in this last day to destroy that which hinders us. And that which hinders us is the Eurocentric mind, the Euros themselves, which are the Caucasians or the devil or Satan. He removes that. He removes the structure, the financial situation, their cultural dominance, their military dominance. All of that is now crumbling because America and the Western world have been put on the midnight train to destruction, and God is making it manifest. Black man and black woman, a live show Saturday. We're going to hit it out the park again. We go out in the same way we came in. In the name of Master Farad Muhammad, the God and his messenger. I love you all. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
Said I like the moon I miss. Day to day the rosy day. Walk in brown with
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, I walked the dog, washed the car, and took the kids to practice. All that's left to do is get new summer clothes for my family.
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, they'll love Old Navy's summer styles. And right now, during Old Navy's thank you event, get 30% off your entire purchase, 40% off when you use your Old Navy card.
40% off?
That's right. Don't have a card? Open one today in store and save like a super mom at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
It pays to be mom. I'm going to Old Navy now.
High Fashion. Old Navy.
Valid 5/10 to 5/14. 40% off for subject to credit approval. See stores for details and exclusions.